USA News, I'm Lance Pry. As GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis and Elon Musk were preparing to announce his candidacy, Twitter broke. Late last night, DeSantis went over to Fox News and had this to say.
Our decline as a country is not inevitable. It is a choice, and I think we can choose a better pathway. And so what I will do is help restore normalcy to our communities, integrity to our institutions, and sanity to our society.
House Republicans have passed a resolution to overturn President Biden's student debt relief plan. The measure passed 218 to 203, with two Democrats joining in support of the move. The plan would give up to $20,000 in loan forgiveness to borrowers and put the financial responsibility onto you, the American taxpayer. President Biden has vowed to veto it if it reaches his desk. President Biden marked the one-year anniversary of the Uvalde, Texas school shooting that left 19 children and two teachers dead. In remarks from the White House yesterday, Biden said too many schools have become killing fields across America. Biden claimed there has been 650 mass shootings in the United States since last year. Black Lives Matter is on the verge of bankruptcy. Financial disclosures indicate the organization is running an $8.5 million deficit from last year. Journalist Adam Coleman, a man of color on Fox News this morning.
They have a PAC. They're transferring money from one account, from one organization to another. Basically, it looks like they're funneling money to either their family members to possibly get it themselves. But the entire situation looks incredibly shady.
Jackson, Mississippi officials released body camera footage yesterday after three former police officers in the state capitol were indicted in the death of Keith Muriel. Muriel was stunned with tasers during his arrest. Two former officers were charged with second-degree murder, and a third was charged with manslaughter. This is USA News.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
One major retailer is rearranging and removing some Pride items out of safety concerns.
Target says its stores have become a target for threats, so the retailer is removing some of its Pride Month items from store shelves. Target says the move is out of safety concerns for employees. According to the company, since the Pride Month collection was introduced, there have been threats impacting team members' sense of safety and well-being while at work. Stores in the South have even been encouraged to move Pride items from the front of the store to the back. Target was said to be trying to avoid the same backlash Bud Light faced when it used a transgender influencer in a marketing campaign, but the retail giant says it remains committed to the LGBTQIA+ community. I'm John Schaefer.
Democrats and Republicans in the ongoing debt ceiling talks continue to be at odds.
On Wednesday, he came right out with it.
House Republicans are determined to crash the economy because they believe it will benefit them politically.
That's what House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries told reporters as both sides in the debt ceiling standoff remained at odds. Speaker McCarthy said Wednesday he believes a deal will get done in time to avoid a default. Wall Street continued to show losses with the Dow dropping 255 points. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Tina Turner, the unstoppable singer and stage performer, has died at 83 following a long illness at her home near Zurich, Switzerland. Lance Pry, USA News.
At Total Wine & More, save big on what you love this month with hundreds of deals. Get up to 35% off over 100 different wines, including Cabernet, Sparkling, Pinot Noir, and so much more. These savings are huge, and even better, they're on top of prices that are already the lowest in town. Deals this good don't last long, so visit Total Wine & More to find yours. Find what you love, love what you find, at the lowest price, only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.